There's the Oxfam Hunger Banquet. People pay $5 to get either a bowl of rice like most of the third world population would have, or a full course meal, something Americans get. EW Superior Senior Ryan Hebert says the 10% who get the big meal feel a little bit uncomfortable.
That's the idea. Hopefully people feel maybe a little guilty that this is what we get every day.
Then there's the landmine exhibit that Zach Anderson oversees. Anderson says landmines are no longer just a third world problem.
We have Americans coming home that are hurt by these things. We have Americans coming home that are experiencing the real consequences of allowing landmines to be a part of war.
Bryce Harp's focus is genocide. He wants to see the 1948 International Anti-Genocide Law become more than a piece of paper.
It seems like the international community is always a day late or a dollar short to stop genocides, and it seems like it's happened over and over and over again.
Then there's the Fair Trade Bazaar. Student Janice Matthews says people who produce the clothes, toys, fruit, and coffee we consume need to get paid a living wage.
We pay $2 a cup of coffee. We're here, a worker who's working on the coffee plantations is lucky to maybe make 30 cents a day, and that's not fair.
The program runs all week at UW Superior's Rothwell Student Center. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.